1-800-570-5700-WLW. Where are we in the autonomous car thing? I did some driving yesterday, as a matter of fact. Actually, a lot of driving yesterday, going to visit the in-laws. And started thinking about this in doing a little bit of a background on it. I know that GM just pulled its entire fleet of almost 1,000 driverless cars off the road. Back in October, a person was hit by a human-driven vehicle, and then was subsequently hit by a nearby cruise robo-taxi, which is what GM is doing. And so they shut everything down while they try and figure what's happening. A handful of other driverless taxi services are moving forward with more entering the market pretty soon. But on the other hand, I recall just weeks ago, Ford backed out of the fully self-driving game themselves. And so I guess the big question is, will people ever trust driverless cars? Dr. Matt Markle is here. He's an expert in radar technology. He's the CEO of Spartan Radar, spartanradar.com. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Scott.
Thanks for joining the show. Got you now. It seems to me that it's human nature being the biggest problem here. If you look at technology, if you look at science, it's going to get better. It does every second that you continue to do this. And computers are much better at doing things, driving in particular, than we are. But it's what between our ears that's the problem, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, I can understand why people are wary of the self-driving vehicles. That's not actually uncommon. It's part of human survival. We have a very strong tribe mentality with humans, and that applies to the technology as well. So we're typically fearful of new things and skeptical and wary. But in most cases, the self-driving vehicles have gone through inordinate amounts of testing, millions of miles on the road, and then billions of miles, billions with a B of miles in high-fidelity simulations. So that's not to say that there won't be accidents, and there will, but I think it's important that we look at what are we comparing it to. In the United States today, we lose about 43,000 people on the roads every year. And most of those accidents are human error. Mm-hmm. So when we think about that, what are we comparing it to? Are we comparing it to a situation where there are no accidents? Well, that would be fantastic, but that's just not the situation that we're in today. It's funny. Dave Barry, the comedian, once said that the one thing that unites all of us, regardless of race, religion, age, gender, is that we all think we're above average drivers.
but we're really not. The other guy's terrible. I'm great.
Exactly. The one thing that you brought up that's super important is that, we look at this often from the safety standpoint, right? That's we talk about 43,000 lives lost. That's the same amount as due to breast cancer. That's we talk about it from that, but the thing that this can offer as well is giving people their time back. And that to me is extremely important. Obviously the safety is super important, but the giving people their time back. I used to live in Southern California. That's where actually Spartan Radar is. And I would see people coming into work. I worked at Raytheon, which is a very large company at the time. And I would see these extremely bright people that were kind of like the generation before me coming into work. And they lived, they would have sometimes an hour and 45 minute commute each way. And they had to be operating the vehicle. They had to be driving, slogging it out on the 405. To get to work on that. And when you think about how much time you could get back, that to me is extremely attractive.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, in a future, utopian future, we would go, wow, I got an hour and a half commute. Now, would technology make that a lot more seamless? Absolutely. Maybe I get it down to an hour or less. But at the same time, my car or vehicle is no longer a place where I sit and look through the glass window and drive the car. I can sit there and be productive. It's basically an office on wheels. It's a temporary office to get me where I'm going. So I can sit there and do stuff maybe continue to sleep, or God only knows what we'll wind up doing. But that's an alluring promise. But the reality is, right now, at least at this time point in time, most people look at it and go, yeah, I'm good. I don't want that. It's really interesting.
I think when we think about excellent point. And it is a very, very attractive solution, but you're right. We're not quite there today. We have to work hard so coming from the autonomy industry, we have to work hard to basically convince ourselves that this is safe. And that's first and foremost what everybody who's working in the autonomy industry, the self-driving car industry, has to focus on. And it's actually kind of difficult when you think about how we talk about the number of lives lost every year, but when you compare that to the number of miles driven every year, we drive over 3 trillion miles every year. So that means there's an accident about once every 70 or so million miles.